Jamie McAloon is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line, and she's with the Animal Shelter with Ingham County. Jamie, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
I haven't talked to you in a while. I wanted to catch up on to you about a few things. Andrew Thompson was a gentleman who was accused of running over and killing many dogs. He has pleaded guilty to three of the charges of animal killing. Just watching this process proceed, what's your take on what you've seen and heard?
Well, you know, it was almost a year ago. In June, it'll be a year since we originally did this case. And actually, he threw the animals and beat them is what he did with them. And he was charged with 13 counts of animal killing, and he did plead guilty to killing of 11 of them. So we're pleased with the outcome, because had he gone to trial and convicted, we wouldn't have got much more than what we got with him pleading guilty. So it's been a whole year of dealing with this, and we're glad it's over. And now his sentencing is going to happen next month, and we're hoping that the judge does make sure that he gets some severe sentencing.
What do you think he will get? He's already spent more than 100 days in jail. He needed to post 10% of the $10,000 bond that he is out on. What do you think is equal retribution for what he's done?
Well, the charge carries a four-year sentence, but unfortunately in Michigan, you know, we have what is called the Michigan Sentencing Guidelines. And because of that, they take into account the seriousness of the crime, but also the defendant's prior criminal record. And unfortunately, because of that system, he may not even get a year. It's going to be up to the judge. The judge, of course, can, you know, weigh for a higher sentence. They can depart from the sentencing guidelines if they find substantial or compelling reasons to do so. And I think the manner in which, you know, he procured these animals and, basically tortured them before they died, and went on and on, over and over again, 13 times, we felt.
Well, Jamie, it makes you wonder if we as neighbors are paying enough attention, because 10 of these dogs lost their lives while he was at the Berry Tree Apartments, another three while he was at a condo on MAC. A lot of people go by both those areas. What do we miss?
Well, in this case, these are little tiny dogs that he maintained in his home. And the person that lives next door may not have even known he had a pet, but, you know, he did have roommates. It did come to light because of the fact of a young veterinarian student at MSU that actually called our tip line and was just very, very overwrought over what, you know, she'd become aware of, and tipped us on this. And within probably 6 days, we had a search warrant once we got that tip. So, you know, even if people can't prove it, they need to call us, make us aware of it, let us know what's going on. But it was out there in the community that this guy was going through dogs left and right, and they were all dying a very bizarre death. You know, he would actually talk about, you know, that, you know, they passed away, they had a disease, they had this, they had that. But after about fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth dog, you would think somebody would want to call somebody. Fortunately, a young girl did, a very brave young girl did call us.
Jamie, the last time we talked, we also talked about a dogfighting problem in the city of Lansing, and how after these many of these dogs fight, they're just let go because they're beat up, they're wounded, and they're left to run the streets of Lansing. Do we still have a challenge there?
We do, and I think, you know, there's some legislation right now at the Michigan Capitol on some RICO bills, which we could get them for racketeering, and that's going to help us. I mean, we need to put the hurt on these people that are doing this. The only way we can do that is financially, because that's the only thing they pay attention. You know, dog fighters do not believe that they're doing anything wrong. They believe we're the ones that are clueless and don't understand them. These dogs, to them, they feel they don't think that they experience the pain level that they do. They don't think that the dogs mind fighting. In fact, they think they love it. They live for it. What they do is they live to please the owner that they love and are completely loyal to it. And that's what they're actually taking advantage of these dogs immensely, because these dogs will do anything for their owners. But yeah, dog fighting is still a huge issue. I mean, we're still getting them in every day of the week, you know, victims of dog fighting. We're still, you know, finding homes where you've got four, five, six dogs chained on big tow chains in the backyard in less than desirable circumstances, for sure. And dogs that are coming in just completely neglected, that are being maintained, waiting for a dog fight in poor conditions.
And,
so
In the last 6 months, how many of these dogs have you taken in?
Oh, I couldn't say. I couldn't say. You know, hundreds, probably. I mean, we get them in every week. Every week we get, and it could be one, it could be 10. It just depends. But on the average, we average at least probably 3 to 5 a week.
What happens to most of those dogs?
Well, many of them are not able to be rehabilitated. Some of them are pretty severely injured. Others are dog aggressive to the point where they would not be safe to put back on a street. You wouldn't want them to the point where they would be attacking other people's pets and making it unsafe for the neighborhood. But there are some of those that are absolutely, they're not dog fighters. They're victims of dog fighting. They're good dogs. They're very social with people and other animals. In many cases, they're stolen. I mean, they're stealing these dogs and trying to turn them into fighting or using them as what we call bait dogs. Dogs that they can use to train their dogs on, to get their dogs ramped up so that they're better at fighting. So it's not always a bad end for these dogs. Sometimes they have been able to be rehomed, but in many cases they're not because of their aggression level.
So if we see several dogs chained up in a backyard as opposed to being let run the backyard free and being loved on and whatever, we should be a little wary.
Well, yeah, you know, your average pet owner doesn't have 3 and 4 pit bulls staked on toe chains with, you know, the dirt circle surrounding them so that the dog has had no exercise, no social care. They've just ran in circles. And the average pet owner doesn't do that. Their pets are in the backyard. They're playing with each other. And another clue is these dogs are usually chained far enough apart they can't reach each other because they'll kill each other. Why does anyone have a number of dogs that are that aggressive? I mean, it's not like you can rehome these to a family who can take them to the local park and play with them with other dogs and go to the dog park. But those are definitely signs that they should look for. A lot of activity in and out of the house. Dogs changing all the time. You know, one day they've got a tan pit bull in the backyard, next day they've got a black and white pit bull in the backyard, or dogs disappearing and then re-arriving.
Jamie, before I let you go, there's been much talk of the consolidation of services, whether it's a police or fire. The police chief from East Lansing is now the police chief for the city of Lansing. Can you talk about any discussions with your department and perhaps other similar departments?
Well, we're kind of a beast of our own, excuse the pun, but we are. I mean, there's no one else really doing animal control services. There is no one else in Ingham County. So we really don't have that option. Regionalizing is kind of a great idea because a lot of the people that we're after are running just across our county line. So it would be nice to work with the other shelters, and it would be able to better if we could share our resources, but I'm not quite sure how that can be done. And as I said, we're the only ones in Ingham County. We're the only shelter in Ingham County.
All right. Jamie McAloon Lampman is the director of the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter. And Jamie, if people want more information or if they want to report something, what's that anonymous tip line?
It is 517-676-8376, and they can just call there and leave a message. We don't even need to know who you are, but to leave good details, if there's an animal involved, where's it located, and a description of it, and the date and time they saw it.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.